last day of winter today, guys. The last day of winter, and we're going to go out
This has been the coldest, longest winter. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Have you got statistics on that? I don't know if it's been the coldest.
I reckon it's been a warm winter.
What a warm winter,
actually. Kidding yourself. It has been freezing. No. But it's 18 on Saturday, guys.
Good sell. Okay.
She's still got the skills.
It's not winter, it's not winter anymore.
But the weather doesn't know what the calendar is.
This is worth spending a minute of radio on.
I regret even raising any of it. Anyway, 16, sunshine.
Such a tight
group. We get cold days in summer.
Last day of winter. Stop arguing.
Okay, now, I did something yesterday.
It's cold.
I did something yesterday that was very out of character. And you know this, Fev, because you're often making fun of Blake, who's a wonderful producer on this show that you keep calling work experience.
Assistant producer.
Every morning Blake comes in and he says, Fee, do you want a drink? And I don't drink coffee. I don't drink hot chocolate. I don't drink tea. I just drink water. And it's become a running joke that I always go, no, thank you, Blake. Anyway, yesterday, out of nowhere, I just wanted a mocha. I don't know why. I just wanted a mocha.
What?
Yeah, I know, Dave. Yeah, you weren't here for that.
Is this Stephen's doing?
No, it's not, actually. He doesn't even drink coffee. Oh, he started again. Actually, yeah, maybe. But I had now...
He's your boyfriend. You should probably know that stuff.
No, but he wasn't drinking coffee and he's just started again.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
That doesn't bode well. Sweet Jesus, I need to pick me up. This conversation is going nowhere.
He did say to me last night, gee, you really love to talk.
Is he really going for coffees? I'm just sitting out for 3 hours down the pub for some coffees.
Anyway, so I had that mocha yesterday, and other than a few years ago, it was actually Thorno Dave did a little experiment because I'm not a coffee drinker, and he got me to just drink like four shots really quickly, and I had a terrible day. I remember being actually physically ill.
Right. Well, Boxy, you in classic form, you're like, what does it do? It doesn't do anything. Why would I even have one? I said, okay, we'll have four shots then, champion. And then like she's afterwards going, I can see through time.
I was sick. I couldn't even do the project that night. It actually made me physically unwell. So yesterday I had my mocha and then I take Trixie to gymnastics on a Wednesday. And she runs around and does actual things and I just walk and help her. If she's going to fall off the beam, mummy's there to catch you. But mummy was not well. Like I felt like someone had spiked my drink. And I even said to one of the other mums, oh, I've got to sit down. I feel like I'm on drugs and I don't know what drugs feel like, but this has got to be what it's like.
I was hoping you'd say something like you got on the beam and did a big act.
A triple backflip
on the beam, got on the rings.
You got to hide for a gymnast. You pulled this off.
Well, I had to go and take some time out in the gym cafe and I was sitting there
Boxy,
saying,
it was a mocha.
Yeah.
It's chocolate.
It's coffee.
It's a hot chocolate with a little bit of coffee.
Dramatic. You're being dramatic. Sure.
I thought I was having a heart attack. I said to one of the mums, I said, I'm all clammy and I'm nauseous and I don't feel well. Like I feel like I'm going to faint and pass out.
Oh, hang on.
And I said, maybe I'm having a heart attack. And even she said to me, no, I think it's I think it's the coffee. I think if you've had a coffee for the first time, it is a drug. And then I went, why are you guys all having drugs? All these coffee drinkers. It's a drug, guys. Because I've never had it. I can tell you it messes with you.
Yeah, but most things, if you try for the first time, are going to mess with you a little bit.
Do you know what I mean?
If you've never seen
carrot soup, it's not going to mess with you.
Carrot soup.
If you do,
that's a watertight example, though. I mean, you can't really.
If you haven't had carrot soup before, I reckon it's going to go through.
Well, there's egg on my face. I don't know the last time I had carrot soup.
A piece of toast. You're not going to have any side effects.
Yeah, but if you don't eat bread, it's going to hurt your tummy.
Yeah, good point.
Don't think bread's going to hurt your tummy,
especially if you don't like gluten.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but then Boxy comes in today and tells us in our pre-show meeting how much coffee's a drug. And then our work experience guy, Blake, come back in and said, guys, do you want a juice or a coffee? And she said, yeah, I'd love another mocha.
Well,
you are addicted already.
No, I want to. I'm just going to see if it happens again today. It's like an experiment.
Okay.
I'm seeing. And I got more chocolate in this one.
It's all gone already.
In the interest of safety, though, Fief, 13:10:60, have you had a mocha, then had a heart attack?
No.
I think 13:10:60. That's the question that we asked.
No, 13:10:60, are there side effects to coffee? Like, have you had coffee and had a side effect?
Okay.
I mean, you're all coffee drinkers. You're fine.
We're fine.
I might be allergic to it.
Yeah.
If you have too much coffee, so just say I had 8 cups of coffee and then got drug tested in footy, I'd be suspended for 2 years.
It's a drug. See?
It's a drug.
Guys.
Yeah. Is the side effect being gorgeous? Because the three of us are nailing that.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I had my first coffee yesterday. It was a mocha. I had to add a bit of chocolate because I'm not sure I could go straight into coffee.
Well, that's one addiction with the other, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Our great producer, Boxy,
yes,
has just given me some side effects.
Okay, because I was just saying I did have a bad day yesterday. I had to sit down. I felt like I was going to faint. It was awful.
And just give me a yes or no.
Okay.
Insomnia?
No, I slept quite well last night.
Nervousness?
No, I'm not particularly nervous.
Sleeplessness?
Isn't that insomnia? Yep. Why have you doubled up? The third one you stuffed up, Liam.
What, stomach upset?
No, I can eat.
Diarrhea? Tick.
No, I didn't even get diarrhea.
Didn't you? Yeah, no. Surely you did.
Ringing in the ears?
No.
Anxiety?
No.
Increased heart and breathing rate?
Mate. Well, I thought I was having a heart attack.
There's nothing wrong with you.
No. Faint. I feel faint and I felt like someone has spiked my drink.
There's none of that in there. Hey,
to be honest, guys, these are all the side effects of breakfast radio.
Nothing to do with coffee, Pete.
Ellie in Croydon North. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, guys.
Ellie, have you had negative side effects to coffee?
I have, actually. I used to work at a place where they offered us free coffees pretty much every day.
Mm.
So it just became sort of natural to have coffee with everyone. And I started to have at least one or two like cappuccinos a day. And then it sort of started pretty much straight away and I didn't know what put it down to, but I used to shake pretty much uncontrollably to the point where I couldn't, like, work computer mouse.
She's looking at her hands, Ellie. As we speak, Fee's looking at her flat hands.
I was just seeing
hand.
If I was shaking,
yeah,
Ellie.
How are you?
Fee, how are you going? Is your darts career down the gurgler?
Thank you, Ellie. Sorry about that. That would seem unusual for just one coffee a day or two a day to be shaking violently.
Yeah, but maybe, Ellie, I mean, the thing that and Ellie might have raised this too, I think I'm allergic to it. Maybe you can be allergic to coffee.
I'll go back to my coffee side effects and what you and Ellie said are not in there.
All right, I'm still going to back this in, okay? And I'll even use your carrot soup little example, all right? You have too much of anything. If I have 4 litres of carrot soup, I'm going home going, I am
not good. But I had one coffee. It was a mocha. I had a mocha.
Okay. Yeah, for the first time in decades.
Rachel in Sunbury. Hi, Rach.
Hey, how are you?
Rach, I've just had my second mocha and I'm starting to feel like I'm having a heart attack again. Rach, do you have any side effects?
I haven't had a heart attack, but I've been pretty bloody close. I usually get heart palpitations and my entire body shakes. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
We increase heart rate and breathing. That's in there.
I'm actually having a bit of a come down now. Like, I feel a bit flat.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Why did you have one this morning?
Wanted to see what happened again.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rachel. Take care.
Hey.
Okay, there she goes.
Thanks, Rach.
Don't ever blow a raspberry on air again, Fev.
Just did it. What are you going to do about it?
What has happened here?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, speaking of good, you will be familiar with now our big launch of our brand new competition.
Are you smarter than
Arena Spectacular?
Our little segment we do at 20 past 6 every morning. Our boss tried to get it taken off the show. He had so little faith in this segment. But now we called it. We're having an Arena Spectacular. Now, it's basically a massive trivia night and we want everyone to come along. We've had some problems with locking in venues. We have gone very early and said we want it to be an Arena Spectacular. Fev, you called your
the
old
MCG,
office.
Yeah, I called the old office and I spent some time in that goal square, put some bums on seats, and Prue couldn't help us out. There's a bit going on in September at the MCG, which is understandable. And they asked for a later date, but when we've got a date set in on the you can't change that.
No, September 14. And then we got knocked back by Etihad, Rod Laver, Margaret Court, Hisense. Nobody wants our Arena Spectacular. So we yesterday said 13 10 60, call if you've got a venue. Well, we can have our Arena Spectacular.
Which comes across as a desperate plea from a disorganised group, but still.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of calls.
Here we go.
My husband is a member of the Sandringham Fishing Club. It's a very daggy club.
My family owns the Bayswater Indoor Soccer Centre.
I'm actually a technician at the Roebel Performing Arts Centre, which seats about 500.
Forest Hill Football Club. Great little venue. Very picturesque setting. We've got the way to cover the arena part of it.
Yeah.
We'll get in contact with Tina Arena. Yep. We'll get her down there. Arena Spectacular.
Now, you know, there's an argument to say, and a few people yesterday in our management were saying, guys, I don't think you've thought this through, and it's sounding a little bit half-baked. We won't hear that. I admit there was a massive faux pas in not locking in a venue. Mm. But look at those great suggestions, Fev.
And the last one was a great suggestion. And you did do Pilates yesterday with Tina.
No, we didn't do it today at 2:30. It's postponed it. I'll get to Tina. I'm going to have a chat with her.
Is that because you had heaps of coffee?
Yeah. The coffee took me
out.
Oh,
yeah. You can't do Pilates after a mocker. That's tragedy.
Can I just say, though, if people are mocking our arena spectacular before we've even launched it or got a venue, how's this? On the actual night at our arena spectacular, we're going to give away $10,000 to the winning team.
Oh, now you're talking.
There's going to be 10 grand. Not only that, registrations are now open at our win page at fox.com.au. Get a group together for our trivia night. You can take us on. It'll
10
be a
grand.
Massive
that's,
arena.
That's for real now.
That's up the ante.
Proper trivia night stuff. Oh, yeah. Name a trivia night in Melbourne that gives 10 grand on a weeknight.
I can't.
Couldn't you?
Now, can we just have a quick team meet? Because I've got some of the venues here. Now, let's just talk through. And thank you, Melbourne. So many people have come forward and said they've got the keys to lots of venues. So the Sandringham Anglers Club, that is great. I think that's definitely a front runner, as we just heard, Bayswater Indoor Soccer Club.
Now,
we've got a place called Baxter Barn.
Baxter Barn. It's got a good pub down there in Baxter.
Beautiful spot. Baxter's beer.
Of course you knew that.
That's
the Baxter Tavern. Great.
Well, they hold weddings and events, so it'd be like an arena. We could build an arena out there. Chadston Bowls Club.
It's not an arena. Well, that's where the old ladies dance.
Oh, is it?
The Beyonce dance.
Trying to save the place.
Oh, wow. We could help them.
We could help them out.
And it might do a bit of damage to the old turf, though.
Doncaster Secondary College, they've offered themselves. Yeah, but
none of them are an arena, Fev. I hate to break it to you.
No, but a football ground's an arena, mate.
Well.
Yeah, but we can be creative with the word arena now.
It's an arena.
Casey Stadium, in Cranbourne East. Guys.
Southeast. Oh, that's a great belt. Through
the Bayview Eden at Melbourne, they've got a ballroom that could seat 10 tables. Oh, no, 550 on tables of 10. I mean, this is wonderful. It's so helpful. Thank you so much for all these offers.
Great offers. Would the fishing club be, would that be smelly a little bit, like with the fish still linger?
They've sent in great photos. Look at that. There's a wall of all the what do you call those walls? Fev, you'd be on a few of them.
There's a couple of those bass. Remember when you used to press that?
Oh, and they sing along.
That's a couple of those.
That'd be fun on the night.
It wouldn't adjust.
Anyway, well, I guess we'll think about that. A definitive decision on venue within the next 24 hours?
Yeah, lock the venue in 24 hours. There's the $10,000 if you put a team together and head to our fox.com.au win page.
Love it.
I like the Bayswater Indoor Soccer Centre. It's actually a really, really amazing soccer centre, but
can make that an arena.
120 car spots.
Well, that's important. People have got to drive.
That is. What about parking?
Important.
We've got a lot more to plan.
But limited kitchen facilities.
No, we can get catering. You can make some sandwiches.
Yes.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I think we could all agree in the climate we live in 2017, when you're driving along and somebody walks up and you've stopped at the lights and someone knocks on your car window, freak out time. You worry you're being carjacked, you're going to be abused, somebody's out there with a baseball bat. I only last year was driving. Remember I told you that story at the time because I had Pippa, our producer at the time, in the car.
I hope no one's trying to raise money for a foundation when they do this with feet. Where's the baseball bat? I'm just trying to save money for the CFA.
But it's true. I had a truck driver get out of his truck, knock on my window and abuse me because I just moved lanes, but I did it with an indicator. I was trying to do the right thing.
We used to play pranks at the footy club, and when you train at like the St Kilda bars or you go to the Telstra Dome, or Etihad now, and on the way home, you'd always get like 3 or 4 cars back. And when you're at the lights, I'd always get out the car and run up to one of the boys who are at the front, open the door, and scream. You'd never get a better reaction.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And people that think they're all tough and nothing scares me. Scares the crap out of him. It's so good.
You used to get in the news a lot, didn't you, when you were playing?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was when I was immature. I'm just a little bit more mature.
Well, here's a story that is... This is a feel-good story. And this happened. So picture this. A P-plater driving along, parked at the lights, waiting for the lights to turn green, knock on the window, and there's this dear old lady who had this to say.
Is everything okay?
I see you are on P plate.
Yep.
You're not driving like a bloody goon. So good on you.
Thank you.
No, because there are so many more. I hope you drive with everybody else coming towards you, a moron, either drunk or on drugs or off their face. Yep. But no, I highly commend
you. Thank you. I very much appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, that's like a live 5-star TripAdvisor review.
It is.
It's happening to your face.
I don't reckon just knock on the window and there's a lady who's gotten out of her car to come and say, well played.
Wow.
Highly recommend you driving.
She said they're either on drugs, drunk, or off their face. I reckon that if you're on one of those first two, you're not well. To come into the third one, you're off your face. She's put all three in there.
That is true. But you can tell by the people, though, he's still got his indicator on. Like, all right, yeah, champion. Come on, mate. I got to move this on.
What a lovely lady.
That's great. We should have more of that in our community.
Well, maybe not getting out of the car.
Oh, no, not that bit. No, sorry about it. Yeah, good point.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Play the jingle, bro. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of
stories. Stories from the Fevolution. Fine, I don't know about you, mate, Boxy, but if this story is as cool as the way he threw to that song, I am looking forward to this.
Get around the campfire, guys. It's that time.
Well, I had to do that because this story's crap. I had to get some sort of laugh.
Can we rate it then? It's just a new thing we do. You tell a story and we go.
Mate, I've used all my good ones.
Is this, so it's like a This Is Amazing story of the Fevolution
matchup. Yeah, it might just inspire him to really sell it. Yeah, come on.
I had a better story, but I've already said it. I rehearsed with Dave. He's like, I think you've already said that. My rehearsed. Jeez, whoops.
It was a great rehearsal.
It was a great rehearsal. Such a shame I missed the rehearsal.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing.
Okay, drinking coffee.
You were trying to get to discover.
Okay, what do you got?
With your Dick Tracy kid on, you were like, oh,
what do you got?
Now, Byron, shush.
Get on with it.
It's a short story.
Oh, dear.
We went to Bali. Everyone loves my travel stories.
Yeah, I love your travel stories.
I cook my travel stories all the time.
We went to Bali together, but not together.
Well, on the way there, you go to the airport, you go through passport, and I said to Schnooksy, because we had a heap of Aussie cash, obviously to transfer into Balinese money.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, let's do it now while we're at the airport. Get in, and I'm not allowed to have any money. Because I either, which is probably a good idea, I lose it or I spend it or I just leave my wallet. I just don't care.
So Alex has the purse strings.
Alex has everything. Yep. So I said to her, so we exchanged about $4,000, which is like millions of dollars in Balinese.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, I took like $200.
Yeah, but we've got kids.
Yeah, you're right.
Three of them.
You could have bought Bali, bro.
Yeah, nearly. We could have bought the place we stayed in. So anyway, we get on the plane. I said to Schnooksy, I said, no, give me half. I want two. Give me half. And they put it in like a plastic bag, like all sealed up.
Yeah.
And I had this little bum bag thing. It was like a travel thing that I put all my stuff in with my passports.
And not a boogie board bag? No?
I went lower just in case I got caught. Yeah, so I got through. Anyway, so I was sitting on the plane and she's giving me the two. She goes, just don't bloody lose it. I said, I can't lose it. I'm on the plane and... when we get there, we'll put it in the safe. It's fine. I just want to hold it. I want to know what having cash is like, huh? Could you take it all off me? Anyway, we're on the plane. I've fallen asleep, and we're in economy, not like other people that sit in business.
I'm in economy.
You're a business.
Is that an economy?
New. Anyway, so I was, and me sitting in economy, it's very tight. So I'm asleep, and I'm like, put my little bum bag on the ground, and I'm having a little kip. Anyway. I wake up and Alex is like looking at me with these devil eyes. I've kicked my bag when I've been sleeping, and about two rows back, this lady's tapped on Alex's shoulder and said, oh, this wouldn't be happen to be your money, would it? And I was asleep. Man. So Alex is like, that bloody... Anyway, I've woken up. She's like, where's the money that I got you? And I'm like, oh, it's in my bag down here. And I went down to the bag. Oh, mate, my heart sunk. I'm like, oh, no, I've lost it. And she's like this. And then for the rest of the trip, I had no cash. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution.
No, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution. Quick rating from FIFA out of 10.
I loved it. I'm going to give it a 10.
Yay, home run.
Great.
Well done.
Yeah, you'll think next, and maybe you will go back to economy, mate. Get to the grand.
Karuna do great deals.
And then as we walked off the plane, I'm like, give us the passport so we can fill it all in.
You also lost a tooth there, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost my tooth.
It's like reverse tooth fairy. You lost a tooth and $2,000.
From Melbourne's mean streets. You could say this was the murder we missed. A story you'll have to hear to believe. He said he was a 200-year-old vampire. Why was Shanchakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence? Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery. Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
We often do a segment on this show, Profession Confession, and it's when whatever profession it is, we want you to call and share your stories. And I'm going to talk retail. Anyone who's worked in retail, I worked in retail for a while, you always have a story of a very difficult customer. So 131060, get ahead of the game, call us. I'm going to tell a story. This happened in Sydney at one of those bubble tea joints. Now, I know those bubble teas because they're those Japanese-style drinks where there's lots of bubbles in them, and apparently they're little bubbles of flavour.
Yeah, it explodes. It's boba. It's known as boba.
Okay, I think I would love them. I should maybe go into one of these stores and get one. Mm. So a woman's gone in, and apparently if you want more syrup, you can ask for more syrup in your drink. They put in some more syrup in her tea, and she went, I want more. Okay, they put in a bit more. She asked for more. They've eventually gone, I'm so sorry. We've got to serve other customers, and that's enough. That's enough syrup. It's a bit
no
like...
No more syrup for you.
It's a bit like Seinfeld.
Syrup Nazi. Yeah.
No more syrup. So anyway... She has gotten so upset and irate about this. There was a $120 bikini cake that was being brought in, a beautiful, elaborate cake that was being brought into the store for one of the salespeople. Hmm. It was their birthday.
Bikini cake?
It was a special themed cake. That's why it was so expensive. Hmm. So a person is walking in with this cake they're about to give to one of the salespeople, and this woman has cracked it so much, she's grabbed the cake and thrown it.
Oh.
She's cracked it.
Oh, because she didn't get one extra shot of syrup in her boba.
Yeah, and you know what? The bubble tea place did not take this lying down. They've taken her to court. She's been slapped with a 6-month good behaviour bond for her behaviour.
How do you break that? Like, so she can't be near a cake for the next 6 months?
Stay away.
She's certainly can't go in. She's had to plead guilty to destroying the novelty cake over the bubble tea that wasn't sweet enough. Even just a bubble tea shop should be a happy, fun shop. You don't expect a customer to crack it. Hmm. Now, I did work. My very first job was at Meyer in Ringwood at Eastland in the jewellery and watch department. And I remember.
Clang.
So, thank you. They're aiming jewellery and watches. That's my specialty. You want your watch band altered? I can do that. Good. You want to buy some jewellery? I can do that. I'll never forget. Somebody came up to me with like a blouse and they wanted to return it. And firstly, I started with, this isn't my department, but at Maya, we are very welcoming and we will help you whatever the case.
You still work there?
No, it was back then. So
you said we.
I just like to make myself part of the company.
Yeah, you never forget, mate.
You don't. So she pulled out the blouse she was returning. And there was a massive, like, coffee stain on the front of it. And I did I'm very sorry, obviously it's been worn and we can't take this item back because you've worn it and you've spilled coffee on it.
Fair enough.
Cracked it to the point where she was yelling and I didn't want to draw attention, you know, that embarrassing, oh gosh, everyone's looking. But I'm so sorry, madam, we can't take this back. You've clearly worn it and laundered it and the tag's been removed. She was screaming the place down to the point where I'm looking... Over calling, I had to call security. Security, I need help. Somebody help me. I'm going to get attacked by this woman who's very obviously got a shirt that's been worn. So I feel the pain of retail assistants that deal with difficult customers.
It's like when you order something and it doesn't come out quite what you want, but I never complain.
No.
Because I'm just afraid of what they're going to do when they take it back.
Have I told that story yesterday? I ate a cockroach in a sandwich and didn't complain.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I ate a cockroach and I felt bad for the guys because they didn't mean for me to eat a cockroach.
Or did they?
But I should have complained.
Great. Yeah.
What?
We want to hear from people who actually do complain and go way too far. And
profession,
obviously, if you've been on the...
Confession time. This is for retail assistants only. This is your moment to vent about difficult customers.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Profession confession time for retailers. Now, we've just told the story about a woman, a customer who was slapped with a 6-month good behaviour bond because she cracked it. There wasn't enough syrup in her tea at one of those really fun-looking bubble tea shops. They look fun. You don't crack it in there. And you know what?
You don't
want too much syrup.
Nah, mate. Look at it. It's fun walls. There's Hello Kitty up there on the TV. How can you get angry?
But you know what? And I know this. I work in retail. My brother worked in retail. And we would often come home and go, oh, this customer today. You need a space to vent. And we're giving that to you today. Rebecca in Boronia. Hi, Beck.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, Beck. Worst customer you've ever faced?
Yes, well, I don't work in retail anymore, thankfully. But I used to work in a shoe store in a very quiet shopping centre, and I one day had a lady come in wanting to return a pair of shoes, and of course, yes, that's fine, I can do that for you. She took out the shoes and took out the receipt, and I had to tell her, well, these shoes aren't actually from our store. But she was very insistent that they were, and we stood there for about 5 minutes, and I kept explaining, they're not from our store, I'm sorry, I can't return them. They even had the other store name on the shoe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beck, and you know what? And I remember this. One of the hardest things to do when you're a retail assistant is because your manager's just, the customer's always right, and you need to keep smiling. No, this person's a moron. This is just stupid. Exactly.
I mean, that's a peek behind the curtain here, because we'll get often complaints come through to the producers and they'll find out it's another show someone was listening to. yeah, you got your finger on the pulse, Chief.
Thank you for sharing that, Beck. Chris in Frankston. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, have you had to bite your tongue and smile through an incident with a customer?
Oh, I was the customer. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, here we go.
Chris, this is not what we expected. What did you do?
Well, I really like extra onions on my cheeseburgers, and there's no charge for the extra onions, but the McDonald's store that I went to tried to charge me for it, and I explained to them that there's no button on the register to charge me for it, so they can't give me a receipt, and they said, no, well, you have to charge you, and I said, no, well, you can't, and I said, well, we have to. I'm like, well, I'm not leaving till I get my onions, and they said, well, we're going to call the police.
Oh, okay.
Onion
standoff.
Call the police on you.
Yes,
well, how did it, Chris? Did you towel between the legs, walk away, or did you stand by your onion?
No, I did drive off, but I did speak to head office, and they have been spoken to, and they're not to charge me for extra onions anymore.
Wow. You talked to head office.
I think that's a whole separate discussion.
That's like when you mentioned the word ombudsman. Everybody panics.
That scares businesses when you say
McDonald's,
ombudsman.
I used to work at McDonald's. There's a lot of people that say no onion, no pickle. So there's plenty of onion to go around.
Yeah, I get it.
So if someone asks for extra onion, you're chucking that onion on there.
Yeah, you're right.
She's the only person to be crying without onions.
Yeah. Ew!
Paige in... Is it? Who we got?
We'll go Paige in
Geelong. Yeah, Paige in Geelong. Hi, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Paige. Have you dealt with a difficult customer?
Yes, I deal with a big group of difficult customers. So I work at a shoe shop in a coastal town, and I get mums come in for school shoes and wanting their school shoes two times too big, and then try and come back and return them when they've been worn for a full day at school.
Oh, would that be Torquay?
No, Ocean Grove.
Ocean Grove, Oscar Mayer.
My cousin lives down there.
When you do the polite, I'm so sorry, these have been worn. You can see that we can't resell them. We can't take them back. What do you get?
Well, they're two sizes too big, abuse. You fit them, and then we say, no, you wanted the bigger size because that fit them for longer.
Oh, you can't be frugal with these things.
Well, that's why you're always, when you buy the kids' shoes, because their foot does grow a lot, so you do go a little bit extra, and you put the sticky tape on the bottom of the shoe so they can wear it around, and then if they're very uncomfortable, they're too big, you just... rip the sticky tape back off and then take them back, and also they've never been worn.
Good.
Or you just listen to the shop assistant.
It's always that.
All that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
New film in cinemas now, Girls Trip, starring Queen Latifah, Regina Hall and superstar Jada Pinkett Smith, wife of Will Smith. And I caught up with her for a girls' chat yesterday.
Hello.
Hi, Jada. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Jada, I love this. When I heard the title of the film, I loved it. Can I just say, I relate to your character, Lisa, so much, because I am a mum that barely gets out of the house, and all my friends are saying, come out dancing, come out. I've totally lost my groove, and your character could obviously lost her groove too. Do you, Jada Pinkett Smith, relate to that at all?
Absolutely. That was one of the draws to that character. You know, having had times like that in my life, giving everything I have to my family and to my kids, you kind of lose yourself. You know, that's kind of part of the process of motherhood and having a family life. And so you learn the balance of keeping yourself as well as having your family. But I've definitely had those moments where I've lost my groove and I've had to go find it.
You know, so much fun watching the characters and what they got up to on a girl's trip. What's a girl's night for you like, Jada? What, when you know, you get to go out and, you know, don't have to be home at any particular time, what do you like to do?
Usually it's just a great dinner and a great conversation. maybe some glasses of wine, and that's really it. I have a pretty mild, relaxed girls' time these days. I think now that the kids are older, I might push that a little bit, push those limits a little bit, but as of late, they've been pretty relaxed.
I love that, Jada. Honestly, I think you and I could hang out playing Pictionary Monopoly. I reckon we'd have
yes.
a great time.
That is my get down right there.
Now, I know, Jada, in the past, and you've been quite passionate and vocal about the representation of black men and women on film, on screen. Is it mm-hmm. great for you to see a film like this be so successful and widely received? And do you think that there are inroads being made on this issue?
I definitely think so. You know, and when I made that statement in regards to people of color, I was referring, you know, really to all people of color, Asians and Latinos, and the list goes on, just the underrepresentation in Hollywood. But I do think that there are steps being made towards changing that. And the what's really beautiful is that Hollywood is open to that and far more sensitive to it. So I do see a lot of changes happening. We have a lot of a little ways to go, but I do see the change occurring for sure.
Oh, that's great. Jada, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And this hilarious new movie, Girls Trip, in cinemas now. Go and check it out. Fantastic ride. And Jada, thanks for having a chat with me.
Okay, have a great day.
Girls getting together there, Fief with Jada Pinkett Smith. You can check out Jada in that hilarious new movie, Girls Trip. It is in cinemas now.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Sam Frost has her love life talked about a lot. Maybe that has a bit to do with being a contestant on The Bachelor and then being the Bachelorette. And I don't think she necessarily loves that, but she's moved on from Sasha, who she found on The Bachelorette.
Has she?
Yeah, you know, they broke up ages ago, like a year ago. Sasha, and I feel bad about this, I still don't know how to pronounce his surname. Does anyone know?
Oh, it's
Milcherek?
Sasha.
Milcherek?
Yep.
Anyway, Sasha, so we all know, and we don't
Fev.
All know, if you're not in, if you don't.
Fev confirmed, so we all know now. That's good.
Milcherek.
So Sam Frost has a new boyfriend and she's happily loved up. Sasha, though, it's all been very quiet on the Sasha front, although it has been revealed today, and this is a thing to speculation, that he was spotted on a date with a Nine News reader.
Ooh,
she's
breaking.
She's not someone we're familiar with because she's a Queensland news reader, Sam Heathwood.
Oh, yeah.
So you can just Woody. Keep the name tags you had with his previous one. Got the towel.
Sam, yeah.
Sasha and Sam, get on board.
Now, they might have dated a bit. They were spotted on a date. Apparently, it's a no-go. They're not moving forward. And again, you know how much I love speculation. Mutual friends have said...
Oh, they never...
I might stop talking. I can't take this seriously. A little peek behind the curtains. I get sort of stories put in front of me. And then as I'm reading them, I'm like, well, this is just not true. But look, for argument's sake, let's pretend
run
this
with
is
it,
true. We'll run with
juicy.
It.
People run love with this it. Stuff.
So apparently the romance didn't work because of Sasha's surprisingly short stature.
Is he short, is he?
I didn't know he was short. He looks tall. He looks like a big built guy.
I met him in person. I wouldn't call him short.
Well, then this is rubbish. Then the whole article's
rubbish. But she must be tall. She must be.
She may be. Yeah, she
must
be
taller. And I reckon, I'll come with you on this, Boxy. I don't think I could date someone that was taller than me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Maybe. I don't know. I never have had dated anyone that's taller than me because...
You're pretty
I'm pretty tall.
Tall,
but I just find it weird, I reckon.
See, yeah. It's interesting.
So is that what you're sort of going?
Yeah,
where you're
exactly
going?
Where
you don't
I
have an
going.
Option, do you, Boxy? Like, if anyone's over 12, they're going to be taller than you.
She could have dated the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, that's true. Or Tattoo daughter. From Fantasy Island.
I tend to date men taller than me, yes. But
if you dated a man smaller than you, I don't reckon it'd be a bit weird.
Well, he would have to, he'd be quite small, though,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
But that's all right.
Yeah. But
he could be a Melbourne Cup winner.
Height is not a thing for me. So if I met a guy and he was just my height, or, you know, obviously he'd be, I think, a tiny bit taller because I am particularly short, I'm fine with that. I'm not one of those people who go, I have to have a tall guy.
Right. Yep.
But 131060, did you say no to love because of someone's height? Maybe like Fev said, they were too tall.
I didn't say,
or maybe
say
too
no to
short.
Love. I just said it would be hard because I don't know, because I'm pretty tall. Like if someone was taller than you, if I was a normal height, like a 5'10", I'd be like, oh, yeah. If they were like,
well, Fev, I'm going to have to stop you there, and I hate to bring the facts up. I mean, you are, what, 6'3 in the old measure, I would say?
6'3, yeah.
6'3. Byron's about 6'5". That you two had in that bathtub together.
I think we've shown it could work.
I think it could.
It absolutely could work.
Imagine just you being the little spoon fair for a while.
13, 10, 60 is a number. We'll see how we go up.
Well,
to
you wouldn't have dated any girls that were taller than you, would
well,
you?
It would be difficult at 6'5", but you see the netball players and the basketball players, the female, great.
We often talk.
It's like, have you seen the picture that's very prominent of Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and his wife,
who's probably your size, Boxy, and he's what, 7?
Yeah. 7'1".
7'1".
And 150 kilograms.
Yeah, and she's like 5'2", 5'1". That's a big difference.
That is interesting, isn't it? thinking about how that works.
Okay.
13, 10, 60 though. No, we often talk about deal breakers. Maybe you met someone, loved everything about them, but height was an issue.
We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Talking about height in the dating scene, because there was some suggestion, Sasha, former Bachelorette contestant who dated Sam Frost for a while, that he went on a date with a Nine news reader, but maybe it didn't work out because he was too short for her. I think that's rubbish. I've no idea where that's come from. It says mutual friends have said it. You know what? And I say this all the time. Friends don't talk to magazines.
Sure.
So anytime you read that, that never happened.
Right.
But it's just, you know, to raise the topic, it is interesting that there are people who can fall in love and like everything about somebody, but go, I just don't think the height thing's going to work. Olivia in South Morang. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have an issue with height when it comes to dating?
I do, but the story's about my sister. So she had a date come over to our house for dinner, and when she went to open the door, he actually had to duck under the door. And my sister's 5'1".
So was this the first date they went on?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the first date.
And he come home to the family?
Yeah. Wow. No, he'd come home to have dinner just with them two. No one was home. It was just me and I was upstairs.
So she's 5'1". What was he? What was his height?
He was like probably like 6'7" or 6'8". Had to duck a fair way under the door.
Did you put his food on the second level? Was that easier for him?
Did she like him, or was it just like, that's just too tall, that's not going to work?
Yeah, it was basically that. And then I stepped in once he left and I said, no, this cannot happen, because if you guys could go out in public, it would look like he's walking his child.
There we go. Okay, she's...
Did anyone hear his zinger?
I'm so sorry. It was
okay. It's just a fair half.
I missed it.
He said, did you have to serve his dinner on the second level?
I'm just happy because Feb's happy, all right? I thought that was
a joke of the year.
Brooke is
she's eating downstairs.
We got it. Feb's still on it. Sorry, Brooke, we're still reminiscing over a joke that Thorno told about 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Hey, Brooke, has height been an issue when you've been dating?
Well, actually, I married someone shorter than me.
Right. That's interesting, Brooke, because this is a place where people think that women traditionally want a taller guy.
Well, it's the first time. We met at the gym, so I was kind of mesmerised with his muscles rather than the height at the first time.
Muscles are more important than height.
Sorry, what, Boxy?
So he was in the playpen, and then what happened?
No, but one thing on my behalf, I get a bit conscious of my weight, because if I feel I get too bigger than him and I'm taller than him, I feel like we look like an odd couple.
Oh, like so you're way more powerful than him and you could sort of damage.
What the hell?
Byron,
what happened?
Just more powerful. She
just
feels
push
like...
push the button,
well,
bro.
Excuse me.
Sorry, Brooke.
What about that joke Dave told 5 minutes ago?
I want to bring it up again at the end.
So, Brooke, how's it working out? It's good?
Well, we're married almost 10 years, 2 kids, and I'm pregnant with our third on the way.
That's fabulous.
There you go. And your partner can use the little baby seats when they're done with it.
Think about Nicole Kidman. She always dates guys that are shorter than her. And Tom. It looks fine.
Tom was notoriously.
But Keith.
Yeah, Keith.
In Croydon. Hi, Ro.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Ro. Ro, is height an issue when you're dating?
Well, I was seeing a guy and he was shorter than me and he was actually my best friend and he tried for 3 years and I was just like, no, I can't do it. I cannot do it. And then
I just couldn't get over him. I was talking to my sister and she was like, basically just pull your head out of your ass. Like, come on, let's do this. So now we've been together for a year and a half.
Right. So, Ro, the height was such an issue, you couldn't even mentally go there. And then when you did, look how happy you are.
Yeah, so like for so long. And he was like, he grew. When we got to year 12, he grew. And I was like, okay, could work. But I was like, nah, it's really screwed up now. But we got there eventually.
That's
there
you great. Go.
It's a lovely way to finish. Height doesn't matter. Looks aren't important.
Well, it does matter if your boyfriend's on the second level eating dinner and you're down the bottom. Beep, 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 beep.